This message is brought to you by Worship Radio 247. Please visit our website at www.worshipradio247.org, where you can find out more about us and listen to our live broadcast.
Worship Radio 247.
The Hour One Nugget on Worship Radio 247.
Welcome to today's Hour One Nugget, part four of this new series, this new season of words. God accepting me. God accepting me. When I felt the Lord was asking me to bring this, I could not understand, first of all, why it wasn't God accepted me and it was accepting, because it's all the time. It goes on all the time. It doesn't stop. He is accepting me all the time. I sin, I do wrong, I say sorry, and He's still accepting me. He doesn't stop. Actually, it's mind-blowing when you think about it, when you conceive what that title actually says, God accepting me. Say it. Go on, just say it. God accepting me. Say it again. That is the truth. He accepts you and continues to accept you for who you are. No matter what you do, no matter what you do wrong, He still accepts you. We're in Acts, the 16th chapter. I'm going to go from around about verse 20. It says this: the whole city is in an uproar because of these Jews. They shouted to the city officials, they are teaching customs that are illegal for us Romans to practice. Oh, really? A mob quickly formed against Paul and Silas, and the city officials ordered them stripped and beaten with wooden rods. Verse 23 says this: they were severely beaten, and then they were thrown into prison. The jailer was ordered to make sure that they didn't escape. So the jailer put them into an inner dungeon and clamped their feet in the stocks. Now just imagine this. Picture the scene. I want you to picture the scene. The prison then wasn't like the prisons are now, not the holiday camps we have now. No, this prison was nasty. And the Bible tells us that Paul and Silas were shoved into the inner cell. That means there must have been an outer cell. So they were in within a cell within a cell, if you get what I mean. And they've been beaten. Listen, they've been beaten, we know that. They were severely beaten, verse 23. And then they were thrown into prison. They were severely beaten. So instead of going to hospital, as would happen now, so if there's a riot on the street and the police are going to come and take these people and throw them in prison, and they've been severely beaten, they're not going to jail. They're going to hospital to have their wounds tended. Not Paul, not Silas. No, 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 no. They're thrown into an inner cell and then put in the feet are put in the stocks. So they can't move. They can't go anywhere. They're severely beaten. They can't do anything. Now watch what happens next. Instead of lying there moaning and complaining, trying to get the attention of someone to say, look, we've been badly treated here. What do you think you're doing? And there'd be anger all over the place, frustration. Verse 25 says this. Around midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God. And the other prisoners were listening. They were praying and singing hymns to Almighty God after they'd been beaten and bashed and tormented and abused and thrown into an inner cell. What was their response? We're going to pray. We're going to worship him because he is so wonderful. I'm not looking at my situation. I'm not looking at the poor situation that I find myself in now. What I'm going to do is I'm going to pray and I am going to worship. Story's not over. Suddenly, say suddenly, suddenly, there was a massive earthquake and the prison was shaken to its foundations. All the doors immediately flew open and the chains of every prisoner fell off. Not the chains of just Paul and Silas. No, no, no. Every prisoner in that place. All their chains fell off. The jailer woke up to see the prison doors wide open. He assumed the prisoners had escaped, so he drew his sword to kill himself. But Paul shouted to him, "Stop! Don't kill yourself. We're all here." The jailer called for lights and ran to the dungeon and fell down, trembling before Paul and Silas. Then he brought them out and asked, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" They replied, "Believe in the Lord Jesus and you will be saved along with everyone in your household." Wow. Doesn't that blow you away? Doesn't that make you think, oh my word, I've gone down the wrong pathway. I shouldn't have done that. I shouldn't have done this. I made a mistake when I did that. Oh Lord, the only pathway I need, the only pathway I want is yours. Silas and Paul are in deep trouble. They're in an inner cell, surrounded by an outer cell, and then a corridor. Their feet are locked in stocks. Both of them are badly beaten. Both of them have suffered. And you know the amazing thing is, God didn't stop them being badly beaten. Paul and Silas were God's children, but he didn't stop them being badly beaten. He didn't stop them going through physical pain. This is amazing. Think about this. He didn't stop them going through all of this anguish and pain and suffering that they went through. His son Jesus was on the cross at Calvary, being beaten, having a crown of thorns rammed into his skull. He had a spear thrown into his side. His hands and his feet were nailed to a wooden cross. And the suffering must have been incredible. And when that was happening, oh, thank you, Jesus. There was an earthquake. As Jesus is on the cross, there is an earthquake, and the skies go black, and the curtain in the temple is torn in two. When Paul and Silas were in prison, and they are locked with their feet in the stocks, there's an earthquake. And all the cell doors are flung wide open. All the chains on all of the prisoners, they're gone. But they didn't move. They stayed there. And then the jailer comes and says, "Oh my word, he's seen a miracle happen. He's seen it. He's watched this miracle before his very eyes. And he knows that something has happened." And what are the words out of the jailer's mouth? "Sirs, what do I have to do to be saved?" And Paul and Silas replied this way: "Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ." Watch this. "And you will be saved, along with everyone in your household." There's a promise for you today. There is a promise right there, because God is accepting you all of the time. He's not going to stop. Because he's accepting you over and over and over again, no matter what you've done wrong, no matter which pathway you've gone down, and you've gone down the wrong one again. What he says to you is, "I still love you. I'm still here. I'm still here to put my arms around you and to care for you. I'm still here to love and adore you because you are my child. I am still here and I'm not going to stop. I am going to accept you, and I'm going to continually accept you." But this is the thing: if you believe in me, and if you believe in my Son, says your God, then you will be saved. Not just you, but everyone in your household. And I believe the Lord means by that every one of your family, because they are, if you will, part of your household. Every single person in your family will be saved because of what you are doing, and because you are going to change your life. And I believe today is the day that you are going to change your life. Today is the day when you are going to say to Almighty God, "Look, Lord, because I've been hurt physically, mentally, because I've been battered, because I've been bruised, I'm going to take no notice of it. Because I've got no money, because I can't pay my mortgage, because I'm relying on you for everything, I'm not going to worry. Because I've been to the doctor and I've been told that there's something seriously wrong with me, I'm not going to worry. I'm not going to believe the report of man. I'm going to believe the report of my God. Because you're saying to me today, Lord, don't worry about anything, but pray about everything." The Word of God says that in Philippians, the 4th chapter and verse 6. Don't worry about anything, but pray about everything. Because, Father God, you are accepting me and in my pain and suffering. Lord God Almighty, I feel there's going to be an earthquake. And that, beloved, is what you are waiting for right now, because I believe in your life there's going to be an earthquake. Not a scary one, but this earthquake is going to shake stuff within your life, within your heart, within your soul, within your whole being. Something is going to shake. And when it does, the chains are going to drop off. And when it does, the cell door is going to be flung open for you to be in freedom. Are you hearing me today? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God, for your word. Father, when I brought this, I had no idea, none whatsoever, where you were going to go. And suddenly, this is where you went. Father, we love you and adore you. Just say, Father God, let there be an earthquake in my life. In the name of Jesus, amen and amen. Oh, thank you, Father.